This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Many Muslims consider that it's only an alim or a scholar who can interpret the Quran and recite the Quran to them. Is this a correct understanding?
Allah says in the Quran, in Surah Qamar, chapter number 54, no less than four times it says, in the same surah, Surah Qamar chapter 54, verse number 17, verse number 22, verse number 32, as well as verse number 40. وَلَّقَدْ يَسَّرْنَا الْقُرْآنَ لِلْذِكْرِ فَهَلْ مِنْ مُدَّكِرٍ. We have made the Quran easy for you to remember and understand. Then which of you shall not receive admonition? So here the Quran says that it is easy for you to understand. And some people say it's only meant for the scholars, so there's a contradiction. Will you believe in them or will you believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And Allah says in the Quran, in Surah Hijr, chapter number 15, verse number 1, Alif Lam Ra. These are the ayats of the revelation which make things clear. That means it makes things clear. It's easy for a person to understand. But at the same time, Allah also says in the Quran, in Surah Nahl, chapter number 16, verse number 43, as well as Surah Anbiya, chapter number 21, verse number 7, فَاسْأَلُوا أَهَلِ الزِّكْرِ إِن كُنْتُمْ لَا تَعْلَمُونَ. If you don't know, ask the person who possesses the message. Ask the person who's knowledgeable. Ask an alim. So if you're reading the Quran, and while reading the Quran, if you find something difficult to understand, then ask a person who's a scholar. Ask an alim. If the Quran speaks about science, and if you find any difficult understanding, who will you go to? Will you go to a cobbler? Will you go to a barber? Will you go to a scientist? If the Quran speaks about medicine, you will go to a doctor to try and understand what does the Quran say. Similarly, if you want to know about Nuzul al-Quran, or meaning of certain words of the Quran, then you go to an alim who has gone to Darul Ulum maybe for 7 years or 14 years. He is an expert in that field. So the Quran says if you don't know, if you're in doubt, ask the person who possesses the message. So, it is meant for the whole of humanity, for the common man as well as for the scholars. But while reading, if you find any difficulty, you can ask the person who's knowledgeable. And that reminds me of an example that a few decades earlier, in the late 70s and early 80s, there were a group of Arabs who followed on the guidance of the verse of the Quran, that if you don't possess the message, ask the person who has the knowledge. And they collected all the material in the Quran and the Sahih Hadith dealing with the subject of embryology. And they presented it to Professor Keith Moore. At that time, in the late 70s and early 80s, Professor Keith Moore was one of the highest authorities in the field of embryology in the world. He was the head of the Department of Anatomy in the University of Toronto in Canada. And when he was shown the verse of the Quran along with the English translation, and he was asked that what are his comments. So he said that most of the things that Quran speaks about embryology are 100% in conformity with what we have come to know recently in modern embryology. But there are a few verses which I cannot say that they are right. Neither can I say that they are wrong because I myself do not know them. And two such verses were the first two verses of the Quran to be revealed, Surah Iqra or Surah Alaq, chapter 96, verse number 1 and 2, which says, Iqra bismi rabbikal ladhi khalaq. Khalaqal insana min alaq. Read, recite, and proclaim in the name of thy Lord who created the human beings from something which clings a leech-like substance. The word alaqa means something which clings. It also means a leech-like substance. So Prophet Keith Moore said, I do not know whether the early stages of an embryo means the early stage of the human being that is there in the womb of the mother. Embryology is the study of the human development. He said he doesn't know whether the early stages of an embryo look like a leech or not. So he went in his laboratory and under a very powerful microscope, he observed the shape of an embryo and compared it with the photograph of a leech. And he was astonished at the striking resemblance. And later on, after reading the various verses of the Quran and the Hadith, he said, after about 50, more than 50 questions were asked to him, more than 80 questions were asked to him, and he said that if these questions were asked to me 30 years ago, he said that in early 80s, I would not be able to answer more than 50% of them, because embryology is a branch of medicine which has advanced recently. And he said that he has no objection in agreeing that this book is the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is the word of Almighty God. And Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, is the messenger of this Almighty God. And this book, then later on, whatever additional information he got, he wrote a new book, The Developing Human, which even I had to refer when I was in the medical college in the first year, in the subject of anatomy. He wrote the third edition, for which he got an award for the best medical book written by a single author in that year. And I want to give you one more example, that any machine that you buy, along with it comes the instruction manual. More complicated the machine, more is the requirement of an instruction manual. If you buy a machine which is more complicated, like a computer, the more difficult it is to understand, the more requirement of an instruction manual. If you allow me to call the human beings a machine, you'll have to agree, it is the most complicated machine in the whole world. Don't you think this machine requires an instruction manual? So according to me, the glorious Quran is the last and final instruction manual for the human beings. The do's and don'ts for the human being is written in the glorious Quran. And that reminds me, once there was a Nawab of Hyderabad. Nawab is a person who is like a landlord, a very rich person. And when first time automobile was introduced in India, people did not know to drive the car. So along with the car, the company even provided the driver. So this rich landlord, Nawab of Hyderabad, he buys a new car. So the company along with the car provides him with a driver. So one day in the morning, he tells the driver that I want to take my wife, Begum Sahiba, for shopping. Please keep the car ready. The driver says, Nawab Sahib, the car is not in working condition. The Nawab gets angry and he says, I want the car immediately in working condition because I want to take my wife for shopping. So the driver says, to put the car in working condition, I require 10 kgs of honey, 20 liters of milk, 30 kgs of pure ghee, and 50 kgs of rice. That also basmati rice. So the Nawab Sahib gives him 10 kg of honey, 20 liters of milk, 30 kgs of pure ghee, and 50 kgs of basmati rice. The driver takes it and gives it to his wife, and within a few minutes, the car is in working condition. My question is that today, suppose your driver says he requires 10 kgs of honey, 20 liters of milk, 30 kgs of pure ghee, 50 kgs of basmati rice. What will you do? If he says he requires these things to put the car in working condition, what will you do? You will kick him out of the job. Because today, even though we may not know to repair the car, we know that the car doesn't work on honey, milk, rice, or ghee. It works on gas. It works on petrol. So therefore, though we may not know how to repair the car, we know the basic mechanism of the car. So if everyone knows the basic meaning of the Quran, then no one will take you for a ride. So you should know the basic meaning of the Quran. And if the car gets spoiled once in a year or once in 6 months, then you can go to a mechanic. So why read the Quran if you find something difficult to understand? At that time, surely, you can go to a person knowledgeable and he will explain to you what is there in the Quran. And just a last example, how people, they say that why is reading the Quran, it's not required and it should be read only by the alim, and not by layman. They give an argument that if you have a learner's driving license, called as kacha license over here, a learner's license, and if you bang up the car, if you have an accident, the police will give you a less fine. But if you have a permanent license, a complete license, and then if you do an accident, then the police will fine you double. Therefore, it's better not to know the Quran not to understand the Quran. And if you do sins, then God will punish you less. If you know the Quran, and if you understand the Quran, and then if you do a sin, then Allah will punish you double. I said, I agree with you for the sake of argument. That if a person has a temporary license, a learner's license, if he has a kaccha license, and if he does an accident, he'll get half the punishment. Maybe he'll be fined $1,000. But if a person has a permanent license, a complete license, and if he does an accident, he'll be fined double, maybe $2,000. But the point to be noted is that if a person who has a learner's license and has not learned driving correctly, the chances that in 1 year he'll have an accident will be maybe 50 times. But a person who learns how to drive and has a permanent license, the chances that he'll have an accident in the full year is maybe once. So if a person who has a proper license and learns driving, he may end up paying a fine of $2,000. But the other person who has a learner's license, who bangs up the car maybe 50 times, ends up paying $50,000 at the end of the year. So yet it's preferable that you should have a permanent license. Similarly, you read the Quran with understanding and you implement on the message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the chances that you will commit sins and mistakes will be less if you read the understanding. Rather than saying that it's only meant for the alims, it's preferable that all the human beings, they read the Quran with understanding and implement on the message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, last and final revelation, which was revealed to the last and final messenger, Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him.